Polymarket CEO defends platform's neutrality amid election season scrutiny. Key points: Polymarket CEO strongly refutes claims of political bias, emphasizing the platform's role as a market-driven prediction tool amid its largest-ever election betting volume of $2.4 billion, a recent $45 million bet by a French trader on Trump's victory, and connections to Peter Thiel's founder's fund have drawn scrutiny, prompting leadership to clarify the platform's independent operations. Platform leadership responds to media coverage. In response to a recent New York Times article characterizing Polymarket as a crypto-powered gambling website, CEO Shane Coplin has launched a robust defense of the platform's nonpartisan stance. The decentralized prediction market, which currently shows 64% odds favoring Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential election, has found itself at the center of political speculation. "We get told we're Dem operatives and MAGA, depending on the day," Coplin stated on X, emphasizing that the reality is far less sensational. "We're just market nerds who think prediction markets provide the public with a much-needed alternative data source." Trading volume and market activity. The platform has witnessed unprecedented engagement, with its 2024 U.S. presidential election market becoming its largest ever. Total betting volume has reached $2.4 billion, with October's cumulative volume already hitting $3.69 billion as the November 5 election approaches. Recent attention has focused on a significant position taken by a French national, who bet $45 million across four accounts on Trump's victory. While this raised potential manipulation concerns, Polymarket maintains the trader's position reflects personal views rather than any attempt to manipulate markets. Addressing investor relations and independence. Coplin particularly emphasized the need to correct narratives about Peter Thiel's influence following Founders Fund's lead role in Polymarket's $45 million Series B funding round. "It's crazy I have to say this, but it's time to put the Thiel-controlled narrative to rest," Coplin insisted, clarifying that Thiel maintains no direct contact or control over the company. He emphasized that Thiel's political views have no bearing on Polymarket's operations or market prices. "The platform continues to position itself as a transparent, data-driven alternative to traditional forecasting methods, where users can actively participate if they believe market prices don't reflect reality. Current odds show Trump leading significantly over Democratic opponent Kamala Harris, who stands at 35% likelihood of victory according to the platform's users."